Good morning, Believers Church. Thank you guys for being here with an hour less of sleep. We're excited to worship together this morning. If you want to stand with us, we are just going to worship Jesus, lift his name high. He is the reason that we're here. We love you, Jesus. We are here to worship you, to lift your name high. You are the only way, the only truth, the only life. Would you help us to believe that today? To trust you completely. We lift you high today, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
To every path, to every heartbreak, to every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place. I believe through every path, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, through every hiding place, I believe you are the way.
They can't
Family, let's continue to worship together as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to continue to worship with another prayer. And the way this will work is one of us will read the line that says leader, and then you all will read the line that says all. It's pretty easy. It's deliver me, Jesus, and then it'll switch to Jesus, I trust in you. Okay? So let's start. From the belief that I have to earn your love.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear that I am unlovable.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the false security that I have what it takes.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear that trusting you will leave me more destitute.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From all suspicion of your words and promises.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the rebellion against childlike dependency on you.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From refusals and reluctancies in accepting your will.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From anxiety about the future.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From resentment or excessive preoccupation with the past.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From restlessness, from lust of self-seeking in the present moment.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From disbelief in your love and presence.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being asked to give more than I have.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the belief that my life has no meaning or worth.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of what love demands.
Deliver me, Jesus.
From discouragement.
That you are continually holding me, sustaining me, loving me.
Jesus, I trust you.
That your love goes deeper than my sins and failings and transforms me.
Jesus, I trust you.
That not knowing what tomorrow brings is an invitation to lean on you.
Jesus, I trust you.
That you are with me in my suffering.
Jesus, I trust you.
That my suffering, united to your own, will bear fruit in this life and the next.
Jesus, I trust you.
That you will not leave me orphan, that you are present in your church.
Jesus, I trust you.
That your plan is better than anything else.
Jesus, I trust you.
That you always hear me and in your goodness always respond to me.
Jesus, I trust you.
That you give me the grace to accept forgiveness and to forgive others.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That you give me all the strength I need for what is asked.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That my life is a gift.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That you will teach me to trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
That you are my Lord and my God.
Jesus,
and that I am your beloved one.
because you first loved us.
If you really strongly this morning that Jesus is here and that he wants to remove from us the crushing weight, the crushing burden of trying to live our lives in our own strength. As we were in prayer before the service, I felt like the Lord was maybe saying to me, Jonathan, you need to tell them that they can't do it. They don't have what it takes. And I thought, that just sounds like a discouraging thing to say. But then Kristen started singing, apart from you, we can do nothing. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Apart from you, we can do nothing. And I just want to say this morning, it's just such good news to come into alignment. It's such a good thing to come into alignment with reality. That we can't do it. We can't do it. Your marriage, you can't do it. Parenting, you can't do it. Your singleness, you can't do it. Your job, you can't do it. The Christian life, you can't do it. You can't do it. But Jesus. Jesus is here. Jesus is here this morning to step into the impossibilities of your life so we can acknowledge our inadequacy, our desperate situation, joyfully, because it's not desperate anymore. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And he wants to step into the middle of your impossible situations. And he wants to lift the crushing weight and the crushing load off of your back. So Jesus, we declare together, you have the shoulders that are broad enough to bear the weight of our lives. You have the shoulders that are broad enough to bear the weight of the world and all the pain and devastation that we see around us. So Jesus, Jesus, would you come and would you be Lord? Would you be leader in our lives? So let's just take a moment and invite the Holy Spirit to search us and show us where in our lives are we being crushed by the burden and the weight of self-sufficiency, self-righteousness, self-dependence, self-reliance? It started in the garden, and we still struggle with it. So Holy Spirit, would you show us where are we clinging tightly to something and trying to do it, carry it out in our own abilities? Let's allow the Lord to show us, and then we'll repent together. If you want to, you can pray with me. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for trying to do in my own strength what only you can do. So Lord, here's this area of my life that I've been trying to do on my own. And as best I know how, I give it to you and I leave it with you. Help me this week to trust you and to live surrendered to your care. Amen. Amen. Let me just pray for us real quick. Lord Jesus, please, would you deliver us from the burden of self-sufficiency, self-righteousness, self-reliance, self-dependence. You've made us, we're the sheep. You're the shepherd. We don't know where to go. Even if we knew where to go, we wouldn't have the power to get there. Jesus, you're the shepherd. You give us the leadership and the power we need to live the life you've called us to. So help us this week, Lord, to peacefully and joyfully rely on you, our Lord, our Savior. Just take one more moment in quiet. Allow the Lord to search us. I just feel like the Lord's saying this even with tears in his eyes to some of you that don't believe it yet. The Lord says that for those of you that don't believe it yet, that this is the best news, that you can give your whole life to me. For the hearts in the room that aren't convinced yet, you don't believe it yet, the Lord says, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for every unsurrendered part of your heart because I love you. Not because I'm a tyrant, not because I'm mean, not because I'm controlling, but because I love you. I'm coming for every unsurrendered part of your heart. I'm coming for you. I'm going to wear you down. I'm going to wear you down. I'm going to break down your walls. All of your resistances are going to come crashing down. And I'm going to win you over with my love. And you're going to be my beloved son. And you're going to be my beloved daughter. It's the joyful role of my spirit to make you a confident son, to make you a confident daughter, to teach you to be yielded and surrendered for your sake. So trust me. And just want to invite you, if you want to want a surrendered life, however many wants you need, I want to invite you. So Lord Jesus, hear our hearts. Would you come for us? Amen.